I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tensions are at a breaking point in southern Egypt after a deadly drive-by shooting. It happened as churchgoers welcomed in Coptic Christmas January 7th. Seven Christians died in what appears to be a retaliation incident for the alleged rape of a Muslim girl. The tensions will make Christian ministry difficult. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton is urging prayer for peace and for justice.
That will go a long way towards making the Christians as well as the Muslims feel safe and feel like this problem is being handled, and there's not a need for the sort of back and forth that seems to be what's going on right now.
Next, Passion Conference 2010 challenged 22,000 students to raise $500,000 for 12 different Christian ministry projects. The students exceeded their goal for the Do Something Now campaign, and a generous couple matched the amount for a total of $1.3 million. One of the projects will build two Dalit education centers in India with Operation Mobilization. And the war in Iraq has created a disaster situation for many vulnerable families. However, Global Aid Network's Dwayne Zook says there's a silver lining.
The war has created, I think, a unique opportunity for we as believers to come alongside believers in Iraq and to reach out to these families, the orphans, the grandmothers, the widows, who have been affected by the disaster.
Gaines Partners provide food, clothing, and shoes, along with Bibles and Jesus films. Backpacks and school supplies also open doors for gospel ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. For information, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.